Let me ask you a question about love. Is it possible for two people who fall in love before they marry to stay in love after they marry? It sounds like a rhetorical question that calls for a loud yes answer, doesn't it? But think about this. Doesn't it all depend on what you mean by love? What people mean by love is all over the map today. A group of professional people, psychiatrists, psychologists, and counselors, posed this question to a group of kids ages 4 to 8. They asked them, what does love mean? Rebecca, age 8, said, when my grandmother got arthritis, she couldn't bend over and paint her toenails anymore. So my grandfather does it for her all the time, even though his hands have arthritis too. I think that's love. Carl, age 5, said, love is when a girl puts on perfume and a boy puts on shaving cologne, and they go out and smell each other. Danny, age 7, said, love is when my mommy makes coffee for my daddy, and she takes a sip before giving it to him to make sure the taste is okay. Emily, age 8, love is when you kiss all the time. Then when you get tired of kissing, you still want to be together and you talk more. My mommy and daddy are like that. They look gross when they kiss. Tommy, age 6, says, love is like a little old woman and a little old man who are still friends even after they know each other so well for so long. Elaine, age 5, said, love is when mommy gives daddy the best piece of chicken. Lauren, age 4, said, I know my older sister loves me because she gives me all of her old clothes and has to go out and buy new ones. While Bethany, age 4, said, I let my big sister pick on me because my mom says she only picks on me because she loves me. So I pick on my baby sister because I love her. Love. I believe there's one kind of love that will help people stay in love after they fall in love. And the Bible knows that love as agape love. Agape love is the love that lives like it loves and acts like it loves. It's a love that is real. If that's the love we have, we'll stay in love. Think about it.